Another day, one of the scribes came up and listened to them disputing with one another, and noticed that Jesus answered them fitly and admirably. So he asked him, "Which commandment is first and most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The first one of all commands is the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is like it, and is this: you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Then afterwards, he went up into the hills to pray. Night fell, and out on the lake the disciples were in trouble, for the wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy seas. About 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them, walking on the water. They screamed in terror, for they thought he was a ghost. But Jesus immediately spoke to them, reassuring them. "Do not be afraid," he said. "It is I." Then Peter called to him, "Sir, if it is really you, tell me to come over to you, walking on the water." "Come," said Jesus. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he looked around at the high waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and rescued him. "O man of little faith, why did you doubt me?" And when they had climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. The others sat there, awestruck. They exclaimed, "You really are the Son of God." As they continued their travel, Jesus and the disciples entered a certain village. A woman named Martha welcomed them and made them feel quite at home. She had a sister, Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet, listening to his every word. But Martha became busy preparing the meal. She became overwhelmed. She went to Jesus and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to prepare and serve all by myself? Please tell her to come and help me." But the master replied, "Martha, dear Martha, you are anxious and troubled over unimportant things. There's only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and I will not take it from her."